As usual, I saw a post on Instagram and it made my eyes fill with tears and made me feel overwhelmed. So I had to take a moment and talk about it. It was a letter, beautifully written by our lovely lady, Oprah, to Viola Davis, giving her praises for her amazing performance in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which comes out, I do believe, either, I think the day after my birthday or somewhere in there. It's either the 11th or the 18th of December, which I am so excited about. She just praised her performance and, you know, said she had to take a moment and realize, oh my God, that's Viola. And she gave her a gift. And she took a picture of the Viola and a huge, beyond a dozen roses and two bottles of rosé, which is Viola's favorite champagne or drink. And it just gave me a warm spot in my heart, because everybody has heard the phrase, give them their roses while they're here. I think that's the phrase that we need to start praising the ones around us and showing appreciation and thanks to those around us while they're here. If coronavirus has not taught us anything but that life is truly short, we got to give these roses out. We got to give praise. We have to give thanks. We have to show our love to those we love immensely. I think of all of the lives that have been lost this year, whether from coronavirus or something else, and the fact that so many of them probably did not get the praise that they deserved, as well as people wishing later that they had. That takes me, and I have to hold it together. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom also stars Chadwick Boseman. And remember when he passed, everybody, quite literally, was like, oh, his work ethic was amazing, and his focus and his drive in every movie. Like, everybody was kind of like, dang, he just plays all of the civil rights leaders, or he's always the man that they choose for a biopic. And I'm sure he had a reason for it. And we have to understand that every person that gets into the game has a vision that we are not privy to. And he was amazing. To learn how to play instruments, which he's done in the past, but apparently he did as well for Ma Rainey's, is amazing. To take the time, which I'm sure if you're an actor, you have no time. Like, every minute of your day is booked. But taking the time to make sure that it's authentic and making sure that his craft was well done or beyond well done says a lot. So we have to give our roses out now. Let's thank those who we appreciate and we see their greatness. So with that being said, I'm not going to name names. I'm hoping that those who I mention here and know how much I personally thank and appreciate them. So, in no particular order, I'm just going off of the top of my head. Of course, to my mom, which is probably maybe out of two that I will mention. My mom, for me, has always just been so resilient. I mean, she raised three children, me and my brother and my aunt. And she taught us things that are like deeply ingrained, like tattoos on our brains. And I just love my mom. I appreciate her. I try to tell her every day, but I feel like I don't. So this is me putting it out there. Thank you, Mom, for being such a strong woman. Thank you for teaching me how to also be a strong and resilient woman, to not back down and to stay headstrong and resilient through anything. To my aunt, who I've always seen, we're more like sisters because we grew up together like that. Plus, our birthdays are literally like a week apart. And we were just so close in age. Thank you for being the sister that I needed. Us growing up together, and just, we have a relationship that is just so tight, and I appreciate it. And I am beyond proud of where you are, what you're doing, and how great you're doing in spite of all of the things. You know what all of the things are. To my, one of my amazing coworkers, I'm not going to say her name, but she is a listener, and OMG. Girl, I am so serious. By the end of this year, I really feel like the whole album will have come together. Okay, I'm telling y'all, everybody else is listening. Amazing voice. Amazing. She's an amazing educator. Her dedication to anything that she's driven to do is out of this. It's like out of my mind. Her voice is like a warm blanket. Just wrap it around you. She is just amazing. She has the sweetest heart. She is kind and just funny. And I appreciate you. I said it before. I was like, yes, album 2020, 2021. We doing this. Come on. I am ready to promote. I am ready. I am so excited because I know all of the things that you've been working on. And I am so proud of you. I cannot wait to see the results. Not the end results, because there is so much more. There is so much more. And just seeing what you've already done this year, I can't wait. To another one of my coworkers. And y'all, oh my goodness. I'm sure that I have spoken about this new math before. And it's trash. That has not changed. But this lady, I love. She is like, this is my coworker sister. Like, literally, we talk about our families. And I'm like, girl, yes, we are the same person. Yeah, your sister is me. Like, yeah, literally, whole attitude and everything. I love her. She is always willing, ready, and able to help. Her spirit is just so warm. She is an amazing educator. My daughter loves her. I love her, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you for just always being willing to help Brianna and me to understand what's going on with this bath. But thank you also for being such a great educator, for taking time out of your days and weekends, and you know what I'm talking about, to help others. Both in your family and in education, you are truly a blessing, truly. And I am so blessed to be able to sit with you every day and enjoy having you as my coworker and being able to just enjoy having somebody during these COVID times that is in my circle that is just greatness. And I'm serious about when I finish school, we should do this together. So I'm going to motivate you just like you're motivating me every day. We're going to do this. I think maybe in 2 years, we're going to go ahead on and put those applications in and we're going to take that journey. And you know what I'm talking about. I have a few coworkers that I work with in Georgia and California. I love them to death. They are amazing. I love them, their hard work, their dedication. Just seeing them only being able to connect on social media, but seeing them grow and expand and excel, I am just like, wow, this is greatness. I am so happy to see each and every one of y'all reaching the stars and beyond, taking your craft and making it your own. And I'm giving you your roses. I'm giving you your flowers. Just know that this is one person that has not forgotten you, that loves you and appreciates you. So y'all go out. Give your roses, give those roses out now, because life is too short. And that's just a few words. I love winter. Let me rephrase that. I love the holiday season. So as soon as holiday season actually starts, and that's autumn, straight on, I am geeked, like super excited. What I'm not excited about is some of us who are parents who don't reflect what should be reflected. Okay? If your child is failing, and I'm not saying that they can't do the work. I'm not saying those that can't do or are struggling, and I'm not saying that. But even those, you shouldn't be breaking your neck or breaking your back or breaking your bank account to get them the latest and greatest. Spending $500-$600 on a video game and they can't even give you a passing grade is kind of ridiculous, because at some point there's a give and take. You as the parent, you go to work, you work hard to earn your money, to give them a roof over their heads, to give them food in their bellies, to put clothes on their backs. Their job, at least in my house, and this is the way that my mother raised me, is to go to school and make passing grades. Now, in my house, my daughter, she's the only one who's in regular school, she knows she can't bring home anything less than a B. Anything less than a B is not acceptable in my house, but that's my rule. At the least, every parent should be expecting their child to pass. Your child is failing and you're still spending $300 on sneakers, or you had already pre-ordered them the PS5 or the Xbox Series, whatever, there is a problem, because that game is not going to get them the success and the education that they're gonna need. You know, Johnny wants to be a basketball player or a football player, but Johnny can't read. Let me explain. Or Johnny can't do basic math. Know what happens to football players and basketball players who don't know the basics to take care of themselves, that reading and math? They get taken. They sign a contract. Because they don't understand the contract and they don't understand the numbers and the basic math that it says, they get got. So they end up basically playing for free. When they should have made more, they should have saved up. They become big spenders thinking that they have X dollar amount, but they really have zero because they owe people.
That's why basic reading and math is so important, because of those things. We have to prioritize education over flexing. You flexing today or stunting on people with your, you know, $300 sneakers and your Gucci, air quotes, insert there, or Hermes or whatever, to stunt on others, you going broke for that. It's not going to give your child the education that they need just to survive, to know the basics, to get by. And understand that game, you know how hard it takes a gamer to get to a point where they can actually make money just gaming? It is not as easy as your child may think it is. We have to be honest and realistic with our children. And sometimes that means we need to stop continuing to pull the wool over their eyes and our own and speak in truth. You are failing. You don't have a Christmas. Now, that don't mean that you don't get your baby nothing. That just means that you downgrade. And it's okay. It's okay. Because then they will work harder knowing that they have something, they have a prize at the end of the race. But if you're just giving willy-nilly, what do they have to work hard for? We have to teach our kids responsibility, because if you don't teach it to them now or at any point, when do you expect them to learn? Then you'll be complaining when they're, you know, 30 and they're not helping you with bills, but they're still living under your household. But you never taught them responsibility. You never taught them what was important and what isn't. Stunting is not important. That's just me. But that's just a few words. Y'all, the devil is a lie today and tomorrow and always. Now, granted, the vaccine and having a vaccine is great. It is. Okay, so let me start with that. Okay, because the rest of what I say is going to go downhill really fast. I like history. And history has taught me, as a African American woman, that the government injecting anything into black and brown people is not often positive. Doesn't always turn out great for us. And like, my mom takes blood pressure medicine. I have several family members that take blood pressure medicine. I have a couple of family members that take meds for anxiety, things like that. And it has taken years, I'm sure, for them to make these meds. Like, we constantly, you know, you turn on your TV, you see commercials for a new drug, for eczema, for depression, for high blood pressure, diabetes and insulin and all these type things. And these weren't, you're like, I hadn't heard about that. You know, that's something that, you know, it just, oh wow, they got a new thing. And it took time. It took time to create and figure out the right formula and, you know, all the things to work it out and be tested fully to make sure that it was going to work, and as little side effects and, you know, things for when people would take it so it can get approved and go through the whole gamut of checklists and, you know, crossing the T's and dotting the I's with the FDA and all those approval processes. This COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I heard somebody, a coworker who made it in passing, she was like, oh, they've been working on this for years. They just, you know, sped it up when people started dying because, you know, SARS coronavirus was here before and it's part of the H1N1 flu. And I said, I personally don't. That may be true. I am not believing that just because I find it mighty interesting, because everything that I have heard, they got the virus and they, you know, researched it and then they were able to come up with this vaccine. I am a movie fan. Y'all, most of y'all should know. I love a good movie. One of my favorite movies is I Am Legend, because I am also a horror fan. I'm a huge horror fan, and anything zombies or anything Walking Dead, it's all me. Remember in I Am Legend, now the book was a little bit different than the movie, but in the movie, this lady comes up with a vaccine, a medicine to cure cancer. Oh, it's working great. And then the world basically implodes. And the people who I'm assuming got the virus or were infected turn into kind of something like a vampire zombie-ish person. Okay? All because they got a shot. Yeah, I'm not really, and I have coworkers and y'all are laughing because y'all have already heard me say this. I'm gonna let them go. I'm gonna let y'all and them go first. And maybe I'll get the vaccine 5-8 years from now. Because by then, my youngest would be 5 or 8, between that time frame, and be, you know, ready to get that vaccine. And then I'll know if it's okay to get, and that there's not zombies walking around because of this vaccine. I'm just leery of anything that was created in 6 months. I don't like the thought of speeding up something. If that was the case, why speed it up now? What makes, you know, I mean, granted, COVID-19 is horrible, but how did it get made so quickly and it's working so well? I don't know. But again, that's just a few words. If a parent can take the time to complain about a device, yet happily and eagerly pre-order a PlayStation, then I think priorities are a little bit mixed. Some wasn't stirred in right to get the flavor. Okay. If you as a parent are complaining to your child's school about the devices that you are well aware are old and have been gone through the wringer, so to speak, several times over before and during this current state of events that we are all in. Yet, instead of taking
a little change out of your purse, putting it aside to get your child a brand new, working well, straight out of the box device for their education, yet come Black Friday, or not even that, because honestly, new devices such as the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox X series or whatever, they weren't on sale. Okay? They were regular price, just dropped, no discounts. But if you were the parent, or if you know these parents, that all of a sudden, magically, the money for a PS5 or an Xbox magically appeared, yet they're still on the phone fussing and cussing and Facebooking and TikToking and Twittering and Snapchatting about the fact that the devices that the school gave their child is trash and don't work, but they bought a new PS5 or Xbox. Yeah, that part. You telling me exactly where your priorities lie. Miss all of us educators with that foolishness. Because just like you could buy that Xbox or that PlayStation 5, you could have went and got your baby, or babies for that matter, because both of them was priced at $4.99. At the tax, you're looking at least $5.35. And if you tack on some shipping, you're right at $600, just about. You could have bought your baby a brand spanking new device well before Black Friday. And even on Black Friday, you would have got an even better deal. So please, we're tired of hearing the complaints. When we saw you at Target, we saw you at Best Buy, we saw you at Walmart, we saw your post on Facebook, we saw that Instagram with the pic, okay? We saw you TikToking, doing the body challenge with the Xbox box sitting on the side. Okay? Don't call me. Definitely don't call me with your complaints about technology when I clearly can see that you had the funds to fix your problem. That's just a few words.